The Fleischmann's Yeast Hour, directed by Rudy Vallee. Tonight's stars, from Broadway, Fanny Bryce. From Hollywood, Charles Butterworth and Helen Vinson. From England, Fred Perry, the tennis champion. From radio, Teddy Bergman and Burt Gordon. From Harlem, Billy Haywood and Cliff Allen.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Vallee and Company. Superlatives, which we usually avoid, seem to be in order tonight. Involved in the preparation of this evening's show are two of the world's greatest and most expensive writers for the theater. Also, the undisputed head man among comedy writers for radio. The writers are
Mark Connelly, Noel Coward, David Friedman.
Mr. Connelly has written a brand new sketch for Charles Butterworth, who has remained in town another week to be with us. Mr. Coward has given us permission to use private lies for Helen Vinson and Fred Perry. Fred, singles champion of the tennis world, goes in for acting tonight for the first time with the famous Mrs. Perry as his partner. A happy motion suggested by Newsweek Associates. Mr. Friedman has fashioned a hilarious Baby Snooks routine for Fanny Bryce, who returns to radio for the first time after her long illness. In addition, you will hear Teddy Bergman and Burt Gordon, back again by request. Incidentally, the versatile Mr. Bergman will have roles with Fanny Bryce and Charles Butterworth. Act number five, Billy Haywood and Cliff Allen, hot and funny colored song team from New Faces. Also present, those ever-loving Connecticut Yankees.
Out of schoolrooms. Oh, Bojangles of Harlem, there's whole towns at your heels, leaving their flats, missing their meals, running like rats, going astray, throw those long legs away.
Ago, we had with us Teddy Bergman and Burt Gordon, and the cry went up for more. So they have prepared another boisterous collection of insults in dialect, which they give out forthwith. Oh, yes, the scene of the altercation is a boat tied up at a dock. For no good reason at all, I've been appointed captain of the boat.
How do you do, my little captain?
Hello, Teddy.
What are you calling me?
You're Teddy Bergman, are you not?
Certainly not.
Then who are you?
I'm Flegel Spiegel, the legal eagle.
Then whom are you looking for?
Let me off this boat. Let me off this boat.
It's the man, Russian. Hey, Russian, over here. Here I am.
I don't know who you are, But you're a dirty dog if I ever seen one, and I've seen one.
Wait a minute. I'm Flegel Spiegel, the legal eagle.
Your face is familiar, but I hate it.
Dope, I'm your counselor.
My counselor? You mean it?
Yes, I mean it.
You'll have to see my lawyer about that.
Dope, that's me.
Tell me, why did you want me to bring you on this boat?
Because I'm going to buy it for you. You got any money?
Confidentially?
No, I want the truth.
Between you and me, I ain't got a nickel. But for myself, I got $50,000.
Just think, for $50,000, you could buy this beautiful showboat.
Well, what's in it for me?
You're the producer.
So what do I produce?
First, you produce the cash.
Suppose the boat burns down?
Then we divide the profits equal.
No good. I want at least 50-50.
Nothing doing. As your lawyer, I take half.
You're a lawyer?
Certainly. I'm Flegel Spiegel, the legal eagle.
A legal eagle.
Listen, if you want this boat, you got to sign this contract.
But there's nothing on this paper.
That's all right. We know what it's about.
My dear sir, how do you spell X?
What X? You make your cross there, and I'll make my cross here.
Snugger. You can't double-cross me.
Listen, this contract has got the first clause and the last clause.
What's about the clause in the middle?
No, don't you know there ain't no center clause?
My dear sir, on second thought, I don't think I'll buy the boat.
It's too late. You bought it on the first thought.
Do I get any water with this boat?
Certainly, the Atlantic Ocean.
That's all.
For 10,000 more, they'll throw in the Pacific.
I'll give 15,000 if they throw you in.
Listen, my little gypsy, this boat is a bargain at $50,000.
All right, I'll give you my check.
Got to have cash.
What is the matter? Ain't my check good?
The check's all right. I'm worried about you.
I do business one way. Either I pay or I don't.
I was just a gay strutter, all a hidey, hidey flutter, till the right man came my way. I was hot on my feet. My heart is steady beat. Well, it never skipped until just the other day. Now I know a new song and an old new dance. I call it my second romance.
You know, I come to your door.
I said, come in.
I did.
Boy, you know that one's no sin.
But I take one look.
You call that looking in? Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, gal. But you know that look was hot.
Even set me on fire.
So what?
What was your real desire?
I just wanted to look, Billy.
Come clean, Cliff, and swing gay. Swing that gay.
You know I'm wishing.
What?
We might go fishing.
Oh.
What say?
Only fishing on a Friday.
Well, why not hunt for grouse?
There ain't no grouse around my house to shelter.
Oh, well, then let's play house sick.
Smell of fox is my face red. Let's get together, cause it ain't no if the weather, cause it loves you.
Did you say your face was red? Well, how did it get that way, huh?
Knocks on my door.
Well, all right.
You have never seen my face before. You take one look, you know what you say.
What did I say?
I love you. Meet you then for the very first time.
Yes, yes.
New boy, you didn't have a dime, but I take one look. You know what I said?
What did you say?
I love you too. I asked you in for a cup of coffee.
What you mean, that mocha job of coffee?
Uh-huh. Yes, with it. Full of heart.
Well, all right.
And off you.
Uh-huh.
Went to get the preacher, but before you got back, I turned it down. Oh, go ahead, my heart all tied. The man seen him coming. The words he was humming was, I love you.
Yeah, well, all right.
I'll be glad when you dance, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you leave this earth, you stone. I'll be standing on the L when Chevy down. Goodbye, I'll be your rascal, you. So long. I'll be glad when you dance, you rascal, you. Be glad when you leave this earth, you stone. I'll be on the corner house when you bring your body by. Oh, you rascal, I got you, yes, sir.
Hey, Billy, look here. You know, Rudy really don't like that song of his.
What?
I said, Mr. Valley really don't allow that kind of singing in here. You know
Oh, no? Well, I don't care what he don't allow. I'm going to sing you rascal any high if you play it took him to my home. Wouldn't leave my husband alone. Look at him flirting with me, Sturdy Ray. Hey, Cliffy.
Yeah.
You know he don't want you to play this piano.
What?
I said, Mr. Rudy don't want you to play this piano here.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, I don't care what Mr. Valley don't know.
No.
I'm going to beat this box out anyhow. Well, all right. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Swing, man. You rascal, you. Look at the public.
Are glad to know that Fanny Bryce is well again, completely well again. Rehearsing now for the Ziegfeld Follies opening at the Winter Garden, she has consented to make her first appearance since her illness here on our stage. We present Miss Fanny Bryce. In the 1936 Follies, Miss Bryce's most talked-of sketch was the one about baby Snooks. She offers tonight another episode in the life of this terrible infant. The scene, a kindergarten schoolroom. Teacher and principal are conferring. Fanny Bryce is baby Snooks. The principal, Ted Bergman again.
Mr. Holmes, you must do something about it. There's a new child that I've never seen before, and she insists on coming into my kindergarten class.
What's her name?
She calls herself baby Snooks. And she acts in the strangest way. It's your duty as principal to talk to her.
Very well. Send her in, Miss Smith.
Yes, sir. Come in, baby Snooks.
All right. Hello.
Baby Snooks, do you belong to this school?
Uh-huh.
Well, where were you all term?
I was absent.
Absent? Do you realize that this is the last day of school?
Yeah, that's why I came.
Well, what do you expect to learn in one day?
Everything.
Everything?
Sure. That's why I bought a book.
Let me see that book. Why, good heavens, this is a copy of Pedro Vincenzo's Historica Astronomica, a scientific work on astronomy.
I know it.
Well, what are you going to do with that book?
I'm going to study it.
But it's not a school book. You can't study it here.
Well, it's got reading in it, ain't it?
Yes, it's got reading in it.
Well, ain't other books got reading in them?
Yes, generally.
Why can't I study this one?
Because it's not a school book.
Well, ain't school books got reading in them?
Yes.
Well, this one's got reading in it, ain't it?
Yes.